Hello, and welcome to another MetaMedia production of JW on Purpose with your host, JW Nigerian, as he interviews and discusses business, finance, self-development, and lifestyle. Hello, everybody. This is JW Nigerian, and I'm here today with Marie Diamond. How are you doing, Marie?
I'm doing great. Thank you for being interviewed by you, JW.
Thank you for coming. We've been trying to do this for a long time, and I'm really excited to have you here today. For everybody who doesn't know Marie Diamond, I think you're at least best known nowadays because you were in the movie The Secret and the book The Secret. Mm-hmm. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct. I'm one of the 24 teachers and the only European one in it, actually.
And the only European one. And I love your accent, by the way. Okay, so Marie, I want to go back a little bit, and we're going to talk today to Marie about relationships. She brought up this topic with me, and it's just very interesting, and I want to share it with you all. But I do want to go back and kind of talk about you, Marie, just a little bit. You were in The Secret. What was the story behind that? How did you get on that?
Well, you know, about 4 years before The Secret got out, I moved to America. So I was living in Europe. I was, from background, I'm a lawyer. And at 31, I started teaching quantum physics out in the feng shui world and in meditation and giving lectures all over Europe. And at a certain moment, it became too small, Europe, so I felt like I needed to come to America, and I started teaching here. And before I knew it, I was actually advising and consulting a lot of the top speakers, like Jack Canfield, Marcy Shamoff, John Gray, and more. And so it was really interesting. They asked me to come and be part of the Transformation Leadership Circle, where I was a founding member, and it was actually in the TLC, as we call it, that was created by Jack Canfield with all his friends and, you know, I would say his colleagues he really liked the most in the beginning. We just were interviewed by Rhonda in one of our meetings. And Rhonda Byrne asked each one of us three questions, and so we answered that. But for me, it was already very for sure that I was going to be in this movie because I had created a vision board when I came to America. Kind of, what do I want to do in America? What are my goals? And one of the things I put on there is that I wanted to be in a movie seen by hundreds of millions of people that would transform the world. That were exactly my words. And I put it on my vision board in what we call your personal success direction based on Diamond Feng Shui. And I also put a fake Oscar on it. Actually, I just bought a fake Oscar and I just, you know, put it under the vision board and my name under it, Marie Diamond. And so I was like, oh, I need like 4 years to get this going because I thought I'm kind of naive, perhaps, you know, I'm close to Hollywood, you know, I can be in a movie. And I didn't know in which form, I didn't know how. I mean, I just made a statement. And so I put a fake Oscar out, and I would say within a month, I started attracting all these transformational speakers and teachers, and also I started attracting Hollywood. So I started having Oscar-winning producers or nominated actors and so on as clients to coach them, to consult them, to teach them. And it was a really interesting experience because I didn't set it up. I mean, it just happened. It was the universe conspiring for me to make this happen.
Well, you kind of did set it up. I mean, we're talking about the vision board. And I want to kind of go back on that a little bit because, you know, the whole secret thing and the vision board thing, they talk about that a little bit. But where did you learn about doing vision board?
Well, I actually learned this from my my master, my teacher. He taught me from the beginning, and I was 7 when he started teaching this to me, that I need to always draw my information, not just write it out, but draw it or put statues or colors. And that was actually my beginning of learning feng shui, using my environment, you know, using the environment to create a law of attraction. And so one of the things, I started just doing that, and things started manifesting when I was drawing things. You know, as a child, you don't know what a vision board is. So my first vision board, I was 7, because I was drawing my everything on a paper I wanted and then hang it out in my bedroom. So later on, I found out that learning feng shui, that when I'm making sure it is hanging a certain area in your home, in your bedroom, it even has 33% more possibility of success. So I learned that much later when I was already in my 20s. But the thing is, it's not just putting it there, writing it the right way, but it's also what is the access portal to the universe to make it happen like easy, fast, and effortless. And so that's kind of how I learned it.
Okay, so a lot of people have misconceptions about this whole thing, but especially they always ask me, feng shui, what's that? Isn't that just moving furniture around?
No, feng shui is really a science of the quantum physics of the universe in your environment. And so, you know, the feng shui masters in China, 4,000 years ago, they started understanding the principles of how qi, how energy is flowing, and how your mind connects in with what is going on in your environment. And so feng shui means wind and water, because it is the flow of the qi, where we see the most flow happening in our surroundings. But what I learned from it to understand is that the mind has a constant connection with the environment, because we see, we hear, we feel everything around us through our senses. And so one of the things I learned is that in the quantum physics field, there are three aspects how to manifest in your quantum field in the universe. And that, first of all, is what we call your spiritual connection. It's through prayer, through meditation, through connecting with God, spirit, and everything that for you, according to religion or philosophy, is actually a way to connect with God. And so that is said to have 33% of access to the universe. So when you pray, when you affirm things, when you are meditating, you're tapping into that access to the quantum field. Now, another 33% is found back in what most people call the self-help world, you know, where they say, well, your mind can manifest everything, and when you feel it on top of it and you go in massive action, that is phenomenal. And indeed, it's a very great way to access and change your manifestation power by using your thinking, your feeling, and your actions. But it's only 33%, according to the Chinese.
Okay.
And last 33% is actually your environment, is how everything that's around you is also in you. And so some of you are now looking around and like, oh my God, is that in me? You know, because of the chaos or the clutter or whatever is around. You know? So, and indeed, that's actually what happens, is that we are not just a single person, you know, walking in a body. We have an aura field, and that aura field connects in with the ether field around us. And so they have found there were principles, like the principles of the mind, like Napoleon Hill found, you know, all these principles that work in the mind. And if you follow them, your manifestation power is easier by using them. Well, the feng shui masters, there were the Napoleon Hills of that time, looking at the environment, saying, oh, wow, you know, if you do this and you do this and this angle and this color and this symbol, this is how the universe is set up. And even Napoleon Hill said, location is everything, you know.
Okay.
And we're kind of thinking, oh, location means your environment is everything. That's his words. But then we think it's the people that surround us. But we don't even think the real environment, you know, is important. And so that is 33% affecting us. Now, I always say that's the easiest thing to change. I mean, doing the meditation, doing your prayer, you don't know how far that's going, how fast that's going, how pure you're doing your intentions. You have no idea. And, you know, you can put your mind to things and you go in massive action. But let's be honest, changing your mindset, that's not an easy thing to do. You know, if you're depressed, changing your depression is not always easy. But changing your desk and changing an image and changing a color, that's kind of the easiest thing to do. But the great thing, what I understood about it when I was studying with grandmasters from China, was that they said, what happens in your immediate environment immediately impacts within 3 seconds. And we have seen this with feedback on working with the scans on the brainwaves, that within 3 seconds the brainwaves change. And so as the brainwaves are changing because of, you know, sitting a different direction or putting a different image, within 3 seconds your brainwaves go actually from beta into alpha. And when that happens, other neural pathways are created. Because if you are looking all the time at an image that is sad, and you're already feeling sad, then that image will confirm that and support your feeling, and that neural pathway will be confirmed. Now, if you hang another image, that old neural pathway is asked to change, and so what happens around you will start ultimately changing within you, but the effect starts happening within 3 seconds. Now, we've done this with muscle testing, you know, when I teach people and then we're like, okay, look at this image, and we do a muscle testing and it's the wrong image for what they want, they become immediately weak, you know, the muscles. And when they put the right image, even in their thinking, they become immediately strong. And so feng shui is that 33% missing link that people are not aware of. And I felt when I started understanding that, knowing meditation for many, many years and knowing how the law of attraction works with the mind, I was still, you know, hitting this wall. And when I started implementing feng shui, things became so much easier, effortless, and an easy flow. And it's one of the things, for example, in The Secret too, you know, Rhonda hit a wall by using the law of attraction with her mind. So things were not happening till she said, Marie, can you please come and do my apartment and do my office? And so I started changing everything, and she was in a very bad position. And her images and her vision board was in the wrong place, and we activated everything differently. She had to even sleep in a different direction. And within a month, that's when Oprah called. And so things just started hitting the fan. And it was because she was not aligned between heaven, you know, your spiritual experience, your human experience with your mind, your feelings and your actions, and the earth. It cannot ground itself. It cannot manifest in your material world if you do not include your material world.
Well, you know what I like about this, Marie? You know, I come from the business world. I'm kind of, you know, I got to see it to believe it kind of guy, and I'm not crazy about the whole mysticism kind of aura around some of this stuff. And I like that you explained it in terms of it's not mysticism. These are laws of the universe, like gravity. You can't get around them. This is physical and energy related stuff.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, I'm a lawyer from background, so I'm very analytic, you know. So I have this intuitive side of me that sees and experiences things. But when I teach people, it's always like, look, guys, this is the rules. This is how you implement it. This is effects you can have. And because of the way I explain things in a very down-to-earth way, because I'm a down-to-earth girl or woman, you know. But the thing is, that's why I attracted also a lot of business people from the beginning, and, you know, multimillionaires and billionaires and Fortune 500 companies, where I'm bringing this information in, because they're looking for that missing link, but it's not a woo-woo thing, you know. They feel it right away. When you reposition yourself, they're like, wow, I start being so much more focused, I have much more clarity. You know, these are ancient tools that an ancient...
And I tell you, you've got the life, because I've talked to you on Skype, but you've been like on the Riviera and around Europe, and what a great, you have great life, a great family, great kids, and you're definitely a shining example of success.
Yes, well, thank you. But it's everybody can have that. I mean, it's one of the things that I'm just a woman from Europe that just made it to be one of the speakers in America and the teachers worldwide. But it's because I implemented my energy systems. And like I shared, these are ancient energy systems that were kept secret by the powerful and wealthy groups of the world. They didn't want us, you and I, GW, and you listening there, to know this information. Okay, and so it's the same with the law of attraction. They kept it secret, you know, because it kept them in power. And the Chinese kept it for so long hidden. Feng Shui was brought in the 16th, 17th century to the kings and queens in Europe. Louis the 14th, Peter the 1st of Russia. I mean, they used Feng Shui principles to build their great palaces that still today, you know, our people want to go there and experience the greatness of it, but they don't really get, it's not just greatness, it's also energy that is perfect over there, you know, and people feel that it attracts them. Well, what if your office and your business can have the same high vibration and same energy level so that your actions and your thoughts and your, you know, ideas can really manifest in the most amazing way possible because your environment is supporting you instead of working against you?
Okay, so I want to talk to you about relationships today, but I want to kind of, let's tie a bow on this. People would go, I want that one third of my life taken care of. Is there possible they can do it on their own? Do they have to hire an expert? And if they're hiring an expert, what do they need to look for?
Okay.
Obviously, they could hire you, but it's like, so I'd like to give out your information, but what do they look for when they're hiring somebody, or can they do it on their own?
Well, you know, one of the things I always said when I started learning this was like, you know what, I want as much people to know this information. So we have a Diamond Feng Shui certification program where you can go from basic to advanced to, you know, mastering this experience all in the virtual world with home study courses and webinars and so on. So we have students in more than 180 countries so that you can learn on your own page. So that is a total possibility. Especially because I make it so easy, and you do this step, and it's very analytical, okay? So that's what we do in the Diamond Feng Shui Certification Program. If people are looking for a consultation, we do have people that worldwide have been trained and certified that we know for sure we can guarantee, you know, hey, what they're doing is really, really good. That's another thing. If they feel like they want to go my road and connect with someone, I mean, I only do a couple of clients anymore. So I'm sure, you know, my prices are a little bit higher than most consultants because I'm a master in my field. But when people are looking for someone, I always would say, ask them, you know, how their work, because there are many schools of feng shui, and ask them how it has changed their lives. Okay, if they have become successful, like if you want somebody to come and do romance, or work on your romance in your life, but this guy or this woman is single himself, you know, let's be honest, there's an issue there. Right? So if people say, you know, are you good in Rome? I said, hey, I'm 20 years married. You know, I've kept going and we're still doing really great. And my husband, when something does not look good in our relationship, the first thing he will ask, is the function of our bedroom still okay? You know? But it's all about, you know, if they, you want to bring them in for success and they are themselves, you know, not in a great success place, and they are like, you know, scrambling for certain things, then you know, hey, their craft or their skills have not been successful, okay?
Right.
So when I look at my students that become teachers and consultants, if I don't see as the master and I don't see that they have been improving, if they are still single, if they are still, you know, really in getting in problems on a certain level or their business is not going well, then I'm like, guys, you're not implementing the things in the right way.
Right.
So for us, it's very important. We cannot send you consultants that are not successful in their own way.
And I'm glad you said that, Marie, because there's two things. First of all, I've known you a long time. I did not know that you had a system where you referred. So I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
But the other thing is, especially me living in California, you're in Southern California right now. I know that. But it seems like every other person is a coach and an energy healer that I meet. and I see them driving an old car and barely making their bills. And it's like, how are you supposed to coach me to be successful if you can, you know, if you're...
Yeah, really a good point. You know, you really have to look at where they are, and I'm sure someone needs to start somewhere, you know?
Sure.
But it needs to somehow reflect. You know, if I go to, you know, my top business clients, I mean, they will ask me, where do you live, Marie? You know, oh, I live, you know, there and there. And they, so they're like, oh, okay. And you come up with a good car and you're well-dressed and you have success because they can check it out, you know. And so you have to, of course, start somewhere. But it's also, you have to reflect it. That's part of good feng shui, too, is that you have to kind of reflect what you're doing and what you're good at. And when you start, you know, sometimes, you know, when there's people starting in my Marie Diamond Quantum University as teachers, you know, they have to go out and try it out with several people and get testimonials, and we check them out, you know, like, okay, can I call that person to see if they're really happy? Before we use them as certified consultants, we make sure that the people are happy. They're, you know, there's always us as background. And even if they have an issue, our consultants and our teachers, you know, I'm always here for them. We have an amazing connections. We're very personal. And so if they have an issue with a home, I'm always there to check it out. Because for me, it's so important that people are using the right way of feng shui. I like to say there are many schools of feng shui, and I always say to people, ask them how personal they are working. If they are not asking for your birthday, and they just come in like, oh, I feel the energy is not the greatest, let's change this and this, and they don't even ask when you moved into that home, what is your birthday, what's the birthday of the people being with you or living in your or being in your business, then you do not have a top consultant, because they have to use numbers. True feng shui is mathematical. And if they just come in like, oh, it just doesn't feel that image there, you know, just say, thank you for your service, bye. Because it's not how it works. It is a true science. It's analytical. They need numbers. They need information. And they need to have a compass and to find out a perfect angle. Because an angle is not just, okay, I'm facing south. No, it's that exact degree. We need to face you 176 degree. If they are not going into the deepest degrees of the compass, they are not the ones that know their craft. So these are a few extra things I really want to share with you.
Well, I really appreciate it. Let's go ahead and move on to relationships, because, you know, I really wanted to get into success in relationships. You have so many great things to say, and I wanted to share those with my listeners. So tell me just a little bit about how you can transform your success in relationships using, because I don't know what you use. Could you kind of touch on that a second?
Yes, of course. Well, you know, the first step we always say to people is like, you always have to have access to the flow of energy wherever you're sitting, wherever you're sleeping. And we call it the power position. That's both important for success and relationships. For
what is
example,
it called?
The power position.
Oh, power position, okay.
The power position. So think about a king or a queen. He would sit, and when people come into the room, the king or queen would see the people coming in. They would never sit with their back to the door. Because if they would be sitting with their back to the door, they would say to people, you're not very welcome. Or they would say to success, I'm not very interested in you. Okay. So you always have to position yourself in an office, in a, like in a restaurant or in your living room when you're watching television or in your bedroom in such a way that when you wake up, when you're in your bedroom or when you look up in your, you know, on your sofa or in your office, when you look up that you see the main incoming door, the door that you always use to come in. Even if nobody ever comes in, that's where the flow of chi is coming in, because you're using that door. By doing that, immediately your neural pathways are created of being open to all the possibilities of the universe. If you're sitting with your back to the door, if you're sitting to the side and you really have no, you know, in your peripheral view, you cannot see the door, you immediately become weak. Not just your brain waves become weak, you become into a beta brain waves. That means you get chaotic, you get defocused, it's harder to concentrate. But if you're then sitting with your back completely to the door, like facing a wall or facing out to the window, like, oh, I have such a great view, yeah, but your success is behind you. When success and relationships are behind you, you do not tap into that flow. So that's the first major step. Now, some of you think, I cannot change my desk around. Well, try it, at least. If it's built in, hang a little mirror left or right from you.
Oh, that is so great. Wait, you just said that. You know, I was going to say, you know my friend who's a very famous movie producer. I won't mention his name, but
I know.
We just set up his office when he moved to the beach recently. We set up his office so that his desk is facing the wall. It gives him the most room. But it's not facing the door. And I was just thinking, oh, we just screwed up that. But we were talking about putting a mirror in front of him so he could see the door. Would that work?
It does work, but it's still not what a king would do. Okay? Just think about a king would not sit a mirror there. You know, this is like when your wall is, when your desk is built in and you have like no other way because it's not your desk, you're working somewhere. If it's your own office, turn it around, you know, put it in such a direction that you can see the door. The mirror is always works as a surrogate, but it's not what a king would do. If you want to be a king in your business, okay, and he wants to be king in film production, and I want to be the queen in my, you know, world, and you want to be the king of interviews and your investment programs, you need to see the door. Kings would never sit facing the wall. I have never been in any castle where they would have placed it this way, and I've visited many, many castles. So that's the first step. Okay? If you can't...
So again, when you talk about the environment influencing, this is 30, is this 33% again
30
of success in relationships?
Yes, it's 33% for success, for your health, for relationships, and for your connection with God, what we call wisdom. So
okay.
There are four aspects. Now, the second thing is that we're doing is it's also very personal, and you can actually find out with your birthday, you can actually get your success direction and your health and relationship and wisdom direction. That is something when people want to know about this, they can email to office@mariediamond.com. We just give that information to them. Mm-hmm. And we need to know their birthday, okay? They need to know their birthday, their day, month, and year, and their gender, male or female, because it's a calculation. Again, it's mathematics, okay? And so then you will know what are your directions, okay? And you can go to mariediamond.com, and there's also where you can find out where to calculate this. But the thing is, you need to know your four best directions. So in the quantum field, we live in what I call three-dimensional world because it's length and width and height. You know, that's our environment. But the universe is not constrained to three-dimensional. It's multidimensional field. But in order to get from that three-dimensional experience into that multidimensional experience, there are portals of success, health, relationship, and wisdom that create access. For example, my success direction is southwest. So in the southwest area of my office, I have placed there all my products. I have placed there my logo. I have placed there my Oscar, by the way. I have placed there my my books. I have placed there symbols that, for me, show success. And by placing that there, you actually tell the universe for 24 hours a day. Even if you're not there, you're saying, this is what I want. You can put your vision board there if you want to. So this is actually, it starts working for you on a subconscious level. And we know that subconscious level is about 97% because we only do 3% conscious thinking. But your environment does the subconscious thinking with you. Not
right.
You have to do it alone. The thing is, you also have a relationship direction. And so in your relationship direction, if you have, or even in your success direction, if you have clutter there, or you have, I've seen so many times, people have a paper bin there or a paper shredder in their relationship direction. I'm like, guys, you're shredding your relationships to, you know, small papers. Or they have you know, anything there that just does not support them. So an image that is not supporting, for example, in my relationship direction, I'm here in my office, so I have images of me and my business partner. I have my team, even just my name. I have business cards. I have symbols of collaboration. I have a globe, you know. I remember Jack Canfield, as you know, one of the founders of Support the Soul, he felt like he was not globally enough. So I put a huge globe in his office, in his relationship direction, in his bedroom. I can tell the story because he tells it publicly, in his living room. And I said to him, start spinning it, okay? So after a while, his wife called me and said, Marie, can we stop spinning? He's never home anymore. He's traveling all over the world right now. And we're like, where's all these people come from that want him? Suddenly, and it was even before The Secret. So it's just because you are supporting yourself, and there are specific areas that are connected with you personal. They are not general. They are personal. So it would be one of your the eight compass directions that work for you, and then you start implementing that right away. This is the basic. This is actually what we do called the Diamond Feng Shui Essentials, the first step. People are setting themselves up with a power position, and you already know how to do this because I just explained it to you. And then you definitely need to know what are your four best directions and what kind of symbols you can put there, what kind of colors you can put there. And you start implementing that. And I have seen such a tremendous results already with just these four little steps, five little steps, sorry. And people say, wow, my life has changed. And I said, yes, it has changed because now you're in alignment with the power of manifestation in your environment. And so they were blocked, you know, because the environment was telling a different story. And if you let the environment tell the same story for your relationships, it's phenomenal.
It's like a vision board taken to a whole new quantum step. And wait, you know, I think you mentioned to me before, off the call, that you also do dowsing. I think you call it diamond dowsing. What is that?
Yes. Well, there's another energy system that has been implemented by the Chinese, but also was implemented by the Egyptians, by the Druids. Even, I'm sure you have perhaps you have been perhaps living in the Midwest. Your grandfather was dowsing for water in the well. That has always been part of the ancient traditions in Europe. It's very popular still. And so dowsing is actually, by using dowsing rods, is trying to find where the magnetic disturbances are in your home. So feng shui is about position, it's about location, it's about symbolism, about colors, and that's an exact science. You know exactly what to do in an analytical way. Dowsing is a little step up of connecting with the energy. We're using tools, and there's also analytical steps to do. There are certain steps how to connect with a certain level of awareness. Your brain waves have to be in a certain vibration to be able to find these things out. And that's a very easy thing to do. We learn it in, you know, through home city courses and virtual and in person. And so what people have with dowsing is that they actually find out where there are magnetic weak points in the earth. Because in the ancient times, and it's not so ancient yet, let's think about Washington, D.C., for example. The Freemasons that built that beautiful city, they used dowsing, by the way, because it's part of their techniques that they brought in to find out where are the strongest magnetic points. And where the strongest magnetic points was, that's where in Europe, also here in America, they made sure that the castles were built, the temples were built, the cathedrals were built, governmental buildings, the palaces were built. So they would not just put the king or the queen or the ones that were in office placed in a powerful position to see the doors. But they would also make sure that the magnetic field, the underground experience, because the earth itself has a magnetic field. We know that because, you know, we are magnified to the earth, you know, we're connecting with the earth. Where there is the highest opening, the highest vibration for your brain waves, and because your brain waves go into a whole other level of energy to be clear, to be focused, to have the most insights, to have the most radiance. And so they always positioned the places in such a way that they had to find it with dowsing. So think about the cathedral.
It's just kind of like the vortexes in...
It is like a vortex.
Okay.
And there's like the vortexes that people know they go to. Well, they were looking for the vortex, and you can actually find that out. Now, it's not just, you can say, well, I don't have a vortex in my home. Well, first of all, you don't know, but you also have negative places, places where they would never build things like this. Now, diamond dowsing looks for these vortexes. If you have a negative one, how to cure it, because there's also curing. You know, nothing has to be negative. We also look where the stress lines are, like stress lines of underground water, because if you're sitting on underground water or you sleep on it, your immune system gets really weak, okay? And that's not the reason why you become sick or why you become having romantic issues. But if you have underground water running over your bed, most people do not attract romance. And, or they will attract it, but that person won't stay in their bed. You know, it just will want to flee that place. So,
well,
thing is, the magnetic field is disturbed. And so you can cure all this. So thousands of students worldwide have been trained in how to find out exactly where these magnetic fields are, how to stop them, and to impact even a more abundant and a more, I would say, wonderful relationship life.
Okay, let me just say here, because Marie, you've known me a while, and we've talked. I'm not always convinced about all this stuff. You know, I'm a, you know, the show me state kind of guy. And, you know, whether it be muscle testing or dowsing or energy this or energy that, I'm kind of a hard guy to convince. Now, the reason, and that's one of the reasons I'm so glad I got to talk to you, okay? Because you were famous before The Secret. You were doing this stuff way before the movie and the book came out. You were, you know, you were getting success and you were helping people out. And so if I'm going to believe anybody, it's going to be you. Okay, that's just me. I'm not asking anybody else to do that. That's just me. So if I'm going to have a dowser come in, or I'm going to have a feng shui person come in, or have somebody talk to me about energy, it's going to be from somebody who's practical and has seen this and does the studies and has worked it and played it like you. Okay? So that's why I'm interested in... You have a university, I think.
Yeah, it's called Marie Diamond Quantum University, and we have been training people for many years because, like I said, I want this information to be out in the world. If every family would have a dowser, I mean, people's health would be so much better, their clarity would be so much better. So for me, when I started learning this information, and I start learning this from a very early age on, I mean, or I was in my teenager years, I was in my 20 years for dowsing, I was a little bit later, I walked the earth with the people that knew this information, that don't share this information. Because in Europe, for example, the dowsers, they believe that they have to pass it on to someone in the family, this information, this knowledge. So when I found this out and I was able to study this information from five different cultures, so I studied from the Chinese perspective, the Druid perspective, someone in America, someone in China. So I studied from five different perspectives, and I was like, wow, all these people have the same effects and same results. But all of them were always saying, well, you know, you cannot pass this on to the world. And I thought, like, you know, guys, everybody should know this. We are in a time where everybody has to be practical, hands-on for themselves. They need to know basic steps in feng shui. We're not in the time of the queens and the kings anymore, you know.
Right.
We are all a king and a queen in our own lives. We all need to know this information and to improve ourselves.
Yeah,
and
well,
so
Marie,
that's how I actually started teaching information.
Well, you know, we were both at a talk recently from Sharon Lecter. And we're talking about changing the world, the paradigm of changing the world. And the only way you can do that, Sharon was saying, we can't change Europe and what's going on over with the EU, and we can't change our government, you know, by ourselves, but we can change ourselves. Each person can do the most and the best and take care of themselves. live within their means, take care of their health and those kind of things. So this is just perfectly in line with that. If we're going to get to a whole new consciousness, we need to know this stuff. Is that not true?
Yeah, it's totally true. And, you know, I have to be honest, I've been working with a lot of top leaders and the political world and all different worlds. There's so many that are ready to change that. I've been able to go into governmental buildings. I cannot always share where and when or with who because there's some confidentiality involved. But, you know, I've seen people, you know, asking me from certain levels saying, you know, there's always something going on here in this area. Can you please come in, Marie? And they want me to come in and they are open to it because, well, first of all, I have a background as a lawyer, but I also worked for the Belgian and the European government for 5 years on top levels. And so they know that background. So they know like, okay, Marie is kind of practical in all this and she understands our language. So that's why we have so many business people that are following our certification program because it's all about, okay, this is, if you know this information, if you know how to douse and you douse your office, but every hotel room you're going, you douse your office, every place where you are speaking, okay, in a conference room, and you are dousing, the energy level is so high, it's so much better, people are so much more open to what you're sharing because the brainwaves are not blocked anymore with all the interferences that are happening. I mean, it's one of the reasons why we have such an effect. And if, you know, like companies like Learning Strategies, who is one of the top home study course companies right. worldwide, when they found out about diamond dowsing, and they have, I would say 80% is business-orientated public, I mean, they just loved it because finally there are some energy tools that are very practical, very analytical. And you can use them self for the rest of your life. Because that's what I want you to know. Once you know this information, this is like knowing QuickBooks. Okay? You know, this is like knowing how to work with the internet. You know, if something is wrong, you're just like, okay, let me check this out. And, a lot of the top speakers I even mentioned, they're going into their hotel rooms and they're doused their hotel room. Okay? And they are like, okay, I better check out because tomorrow morning I have to be fresh to be in front of people. I have to be fresh to be, you know, in front of this audience or in front of this meeting. And so they want to be in the highest vibration and the highest energy level possible. Without taking anything in. It's all using your environment. Okay?
Let me also just say, Marie, what I'm interested in with this thing, or what interests me about this whole certification program you have, like I just said, if I'm going to listen to somebody, it's going to be somebody like you who's been doing this a long time and has some kind of credibility. But seriously, you know as well as I do, there are a lot of people out there touting themselves as healers and energy people and feng shui people and dowsers, and they're full of crap or they're cons. They may even believe that they know what they're doing, but I just wouldn't trust them.
You know, there's something I'm sure you heard that before you become master of something, you have to have 10,000 hours of practice.
Right.
So I'm like, you guys, I'm 48, but I already had my 10,000 hours of practice because I started very early in my life to do all this. So, but it's one of the things that, you know, they're on their journey, and I'm not telling they're not doing the right thing, but always ask them, where did you certify? You know, with who did you certify? And if that person is, you know, are you still in contact with that person? Because a lot of times they're getting certified, but they're not long in contact with their teacher or with the organization. I'm always then saying, guys, you know, that's not a good thing because if they're not in connection, if they're having a problem, they cannot reconnect with their teacher or it's an issue that is just beyond perhaps their own information, you know, that they cannot call that teacher and connect with that teacher and say, look, this is my issue. My certified people that are in connection, that stay in connection, they have access to me saying, Marie, look, can you check this out? This is kind of beyond what I understand or it's an exception to the rules or whatever. And we check it out for them and we help them because my intention is to have, you know, the world reach a level of enlightenment, and that's my biggest focus. My biggest focus is not the financial success. My biggest focus is to enlighten as much people as possible, so that people have a more happy life in all aspects of relationship, success, health, and their inner wisdom. And so the intention is so. So beautiful that we need to make sure that people that are support that come to support you are in the you know, are supported. But I always say, try to learn this yourself, because it's easy. It really is. You know, once you are guided in a good way, it is an easy way to do. And so we have people going somewhere. I just got this top manager from one of the top 500 Fortune companies coming and training for a couple of days with me personally, and he's like, he's using this for 18 years. His career skyrocketed after starting using this, and so he's always coming in more training and more coaching, and wherever he's sitting, he has his compass with him, and you know, checking out, okay, which direction do I sit? Because when he does that, his brain is so much more open to receive the information. So if you can just add this as a little tool in a daily way, mm-hmm. it's amazing the results you will have.
Okay, so answer me this. Do you train people when they get certified? Do you train people through your university to train other people?
Yes, we have teachers training other people. So we have a virtual program where you can go all the way with me or one of my top trainers. On Diamond Feng Shui, you can work the whole way with me. Okay, so that means from the beginning till the last part, it's virtually our home city course. You can all work with me, because I don't do it in person so much anymore. I don't have time for that.
Right.
But we have also monthly that you have an ability to ask the questions with me personally. So we have a monthly call. We also make sure on the diamond dowsing level, there's a lot of people that are doing in-person seminars, so that you can go in person if you feel like you really want to learn this more personally. Mm-hmm. Or you can go virtually, you know, with a home city course, and again, more virtually with me, and you have monthly a coaching call, so you can ask all your questions.
How many people have you certified so far?
We have certified so far in Diamond Feng Shui, I think about 3,000 people, and Diamond Dowsing, I think about 2,000, because that started later.
Oh.
So worldwide. So that's, certified means they have the highest level of mastery. And they are not masters yet, because they don't have the 10,000 hours of practice, you know, because
right.
that takes about 20 years. But they are master students. Okay. Now, not everyone becomes teacher. You know, in order to be a teacher, they have to have had a lot of personal mentoring with me. So there are people that have studied and certified, and they're using it for their own personal lives, okay, or in their businesses. But we have people that are also accepted as teachers, and that's a smaller group, because they had to have a lot of personal mentoring with me. Okay, because if they have not had personal mentoring with me and gone in the houses with me and in the businesses with me, I do not allow them to teach really this information, okay? Because I really want them to be the best they are. And so we have a third aspect in the certification program called the Inner Diamonds, and that's really all about the quantum physics level of how to work with the chi inside of yourself through meditation. So this is three aspects of the Mary Diamond Quantum University. And when people go into the programs of Diamond Feng Shui and Diamond Dowsing, we always guide them in the basics of the Inner Diamond to know that they are in the right level of frequency with their brains, because your brains have to be in the right frequency to tap into certain, I would say, strength of the work.
Right. Okay, Marie, I know that it might sound like an infomercial for you, but I've known you a long time. I love you. You're a great person. And so I wanted people to know this information. I make no money if anybody calls you or gets in your program. Is that right?
Yes, you don't get any money on this. And also...
Yeah.
You have to force me. You have long.
I've been talking to you
so
for a
long,
year now,
and you didn't even know this information. So
yes. So it took me a while to get you here, but I really wanted to share this with my listeners. But I want everybody to know where they can get a hold of you. Where's that?
Well, the easiest way is to go to mariediamond.com. They have the website. And they actually, there are a whole library of videos, TV, internet shows that we did that you can actually watch for a long time to see if this is something that resonates with you, because, you know, you really need to see if there's a resonant field with a teacher. This is something that needs to feel right in your heart. If you have any more questions or you want some more information, you can always send an email to office@mariediamond.com. And there's, of course, also, if you go to the website, you can follow me on Facebook, where there's a lot of extra videos and extra tips happening, because we want you to really feel this is working even before you start doing the certification program. So you start really implementing already a lot of tips, and you're like, okay, this is really something for me to continue.
You're also on Twitter at MarieDiamond888 or something like that?
Yes, MarieDiamond8888, and, you know, number 8 is the infinity symbol, and it's a strong number in feng shui. So, but I think you find everything on MarieDiamond.com to where to follow me and to get all the latest information. And we have a weekly internet TV show on Saturday morning where, you know, you just can hear me speak and connect with that and see again if there's a resonant experience for you. And then, because if the chi doesn't resonate, it's not perhaps your path to take, you know. And if you feel it, oh, my heart is like excited about this, perhaps it's something to find out more about it.
Well, thank you so much, Marie, for coming on and sharing with us today. I'm glad we finally got this done. And
thank you. Thank you so much, EW. It's always a delight to be with you. And thank you for doing what you're doing in the world to really share information and to support people in bringing great teachers and speakers to them.
Well, thank you. You're always gracious and wonderful. Anyway, everybody out there, we are with Marie Diamond today, and I thank you very much for coming and giving us all this great information. Again, that's mariediamond.com, and you can find more interviews from me at jwonpurpose.com. Anyway, have a great day, a great year, and a great life. Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to JW on Purpose with JW Nigerian. You can find JW on Purpose at jwonpurpose.com. JW on Purpose is the property and is a trademark of Meta Media Group, and this audio is copyright 2011, and all rights are reserved.